Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Speaking of Eric Church, he has done something just amazing. I'm going to tell you what that is coming up. But first, let's get a little update on some of our favorite contest reality shows from last night. Lauren Elena says that her cousin went into a coma before her performance last night on Dancing with the Stars. Lauren said her cousin Holly had a brain bleed and she slipped into a coma. So Lauren Elena had to miss some rehearsal time because she flew out to be with her family. Mm-hmm. So she dedicated her dance to Holly. She ended up scoring a 32 out of 40. So she tied Kel and Hannah B for the highest scores of the night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely brought her back. Looks like Nick Jonas is going to be replacing Gwen Stefani as a coach on season 18 of The Voice. Dun, dun, dun.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm interested to see why, because I think Gwen is awesome on there, unless she's going to start touring or something and just...
Or having a baby and has to leave. Do you think?
I think you just started that rumor. Blake and Kelly Clarkson and John Legend will return as judges, but I think Nick Jonas might be a fun addition. He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Eric Church. Let's talk about Eric Church. So he was performing in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. And while he's up there on stage singing Pledge Allegiance to the Hag, a fifth grader named McKenna, wearing Chief-style sunglasses, just like the ones that Eric wears, held up this neon green sign that said, "Will you please sponsor me for my jogathon?" Now, McKenna is clearly a go-getter because she had just done like a bake sale or something and raised like $700 for her jogathon. So as she's getting ready to go to the show with her family, her mom and dad are like, yeah, make a sign. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
Sure.
So she makes the sign. He sees it in the middle of the song, calls her up to the stage. And then eventually when the song is over, he asks that the lights come up and he looks at McKenna and says, "I will sponsor you in your jogathon."
Awesome.
Okay, it doesn't end there. So on Wednesday, the president of McKenna's school's PTO gets an email from Eric Church's financial officer or financial person, whatever he's called, saying Eric and his wife Catherine wanted to donate money to the jogathon, but we want to make sure that it's credited to McKenna's tally. The check is in the mail. That check was for $10,000.
Wow.
Right?
Holy cow.
Right?
All from her just making one sign and holding it up at a show.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you don't get if you don't ask.
Yeah,
McKenna learned that with a great, great lesson right
there. Yeah. Bet the shades did it, right? That won him over.
Oh, I'm sure, because he did. He commented on the shades. She even drew pictures of sunglasses on her little sign.
Funny.
It was super cute.
Church, you rock, man.
I know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.